Okay, we're on Daat Seis Aflama Dalad. We're going to finish the Masechta today, Mir Tashem. We're on Daat Aflama Gimel Abed at the Mishnah. The Elu Hein Hanikbarin. These are the following things that have to be buried. What's this doing here? So what it's doing here is, we just had a previous Mishnah that said, complicated Mishnah with Berak Abayis and Karbonos, and never the twain, you can't switch one to the other. Here also, you can't switch. Whatever's supposed to be buried, has to be buried. Whatever's supposed to be burnt, has to be burnt. You can't switch. That's what it's really doing here. So, kajim, if you have a carbon, shehipila, that miscarried, yukravu, that baby has to be buried. Okay? Doesn't have to be burnt. Has to be buried. You can't use it anyway. Hipila shilya, if it gave birth to a placenta or something, tikaver, it also has to be buried. Now, everything on the list that we're going to read now about things that have to be buried are all things that are aser bahana. They are sharaniskel, after the skila, so it's dead. What do you do with this animal? You can't have enough from it. You can't do anything with it. You can't sell it for scraps or whatever. Nothing. Bury it. Eglarufa. After you've killed the egel, eglarufa, what do you do with it? You have to bury it. Tzipori mitzora, the bird from the mitzora process. Seir nazir, the hair of a nazir who got tummy. He has to shave and then start over again. What do you do with that hair? You bury it. Petachamar, if you break the neck of the donkey because you don't want to exchange it, what do you do with it? You bury it. Basa b'chalav. You basa b'chalav in your kitchen. What do you do with it? You bury it. You don't want anyone to eat that? V'chulin shenishchetu ba'azara. Chulin that was burnt in the azara, was shechted in the azara, shechted in the azara, that you have to also bury. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Chulin shenishchetu ba'azara, yisrifu. If it's chulin in the azara, that has to be burnt. So what are they arguing about? Says Rashi, very interesting Rashi. Chulin shenishchedu ba'azara yisrifu. Remember how we learned so many times in Kachim that if you bring an animal and it's the wrong animal for whatever reason, you're supposed to bring the, what do you do? What do you do? Yotzei l'sreifa. All psule Kachim get burnt. That's the halacha. So says Rashi, mishum de mechalfi b'hu Kachim, because you're going to mix up chulin shenishchedu ba'azara, that gets buried. But every other kachim gets burnt, people are going to make a mistake. Why is that getting buried? Everything else gets burnt over here. Why is that being buried? She'ir bo psul. They're going to think that some psul happened. They're not going to realize it was chul in the azara. They're going to think some psul happened. See what you do when some psul happens? You don't always have to burn it. You can bury it also. V'idi amarta yikbaru. If you're going to tell me to bury it, kivon delo muchacha milsa. Nobody knows why you buried. Nobody knows what happened. E. Chulin have e kachim. Whether it was chulin kachim, no one knows why that animal is no good. Why? Nobody knows why. The kahanim are busy over there. Nobody knows what they're doing. So nobody knows why. So if you're going to make a different halacha for chulin shel bazar, people are going to get mixed up. Asul lemeimar nami kachim shereb psul b'tuma opasul no opsul nosar yikavu. If it's tamei or nosar, you could also bury it. That's not true, right? V'kaimel b'psachim perk bees. Bekodesh be'esh tisaref liman al kol apsulin shenikdash b'shehen b'sreifa, that if they get something wrong with it, they have to be burnt. All psule kach have to be burnt. Chul nishchedu ba'azara, that one's not going to burn. Then Rashi is going to make a, says Reb Shimon, you're going to make a mistake. People are going to get mixed up. Therefore, it's all the same halacha. Okay.
When it says yikruvu in the ratio, it means dafko, you can't burn it. Dafko buried.
Yes. We'll get to why.
When it says kach.
I don't know. That's a good question. I'm not sure. Kachi Berak Abayis? What? No, I'm not sure. Okay, next. V'chein chaya shenishchetu ba'azara. What if somebody brings a chaya into the azara? Like a deer? Which is no such thing. That's a carbon of a chaya. So Rashi says, I feel him chulin hu. Even if it's chulin. Right, the lekel of Eibar, we should do a lick bar, kachim b'psulin. No one's going to make a mistake over here. Because of the kuli alma yodi the chayav b'mikdash and leka. Everybody knows you can't bring a chay into the base of mikdash. Follow asi lachluve, and you're not going to make a mistake. No one's going to make that. Afilu hachi disarv, it still has to be burnt. Fine. The elahein hanisrafin, and these are the ones that have to be burned. Chametz bePesach yisrof. Chametz on Pesach is burnt. Don't we burn chametz?
Yeah, but before Pesach.
Before Pesach, that's what it means. Did you ever see somebody who did it another way?
Yeah.
Yeah?
On Shabbos, there are Pesach.
What?
There are Pesach Shabbos. You can fill in the
right, so first of all, we burn it beforehand, right. And then you have no choice. Right? But otherwise, don't we all hold it this? Mishnah, this random Mishnah in the end of Temurah that says, that the only place that ever says this, that Chametz on before Pesach is burnt. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Imsachim says it also. But the Chacham over there say, you can throw it to the wind, you can do anything you want with it, and Rabbi Yehuda says it has to be burnt. Why do we all burn it? Because this Mishnah says it anonymously, and we're going to see in a few minutes that why not fall from an anonymous Mishnah? Right? Truma Temeya, the Arla, and also Arla, for any fruit from the first 3 years, what do you do with that fruit? You can't eat it. You have to burn it. Klaya Karim, if you grafted grapes and something else, you planted it together. Eshadark and Lisrof. Lisrof, Yeshadark and Likover, you cover. Whatever you can burn, you can burn. Whatever you bury, you bury. The Rashi said, the Gemara said, that means that all the solids get burnt, all the liquids get buried. You don't bury, you just pour it, right? Okay. Umadlikin bepas, ubeshemen shel truma. And
do we understand from this that if instead of burning your chametz, you buried it, then you haven't fulfilled the beer chametz?
No, there's a machlokas about that. There's a machlokas in the Pesachim about that. Some say you have to burn it. Some say you can even do anything. So why do we all so makbid to burn it? It's an anonymous shita. It's not anonymous. It's a Yehuda. He's a lone shita, a lone tahu. No, you have to burn it. Why are we jumping to a hole like that? Because there's a Das Yachid, but there's an anonymous Mishnah here that says you burn it. So there's an anonymous Mishnah here. That means we're going to see an Amar Aleph. That's the consensus opinion. That was the consensus.
The statement that anything that has to be burnt can't be burnt.
We're going to get to that. We didn't get to that statement yet. Now the Mishnah says like this: Umadlikin bepas ubeshemen shel truma. You can that truma tameya has to be burnt. Right? Truma tameya has to be burnt. So I'm burning it anyway. I have truma oil has to be burnt. So can I use it for my lamp?
No.
Madlikin bapas ubeshemen shel truma. You can use it for pas. You can use it. I have bread. Can I use the bread for firewood? I have to burn it anyway. The answer is yes. Why? Who said anything about hana? You're not allowed to eat it. Hana? No one said anything about hana. So it's a machlokas achronim. When it says here, "Madlikin bepas ubeshemen shel truma," if it's only pas and only shemen or anything, some say it's only pas because what? No one's gonna throw in one slice of bread. Had one slice get tummy, the rest of the loaf. So it's the whole loaf. Once the loaf goes in, you're not gonna get retrieved and eat it, right? Same thing with oil. It's in that disgusting jug. No one's gonna ever use it. But if I have a bunch of apples, so I'll throw in 4 or 5 apples and eat the rest of the apples. So since you might come to make a mistake, eat the apples. So it's a machlokes. Some say, no, just pas and shemen. Others say, no, anything. And we're not afraid of that chashash. Why did the Mishnah mention pas and shemen? Because that's a common thing to mention. But it doesn't mean it's only those two. It's a machlokes about that issue. Yeah.
That's for sure. Those are burnable items.
But they're putting that aside. Even bread.
Bread.
Right. Right.
So what's the chashash? The line you have? You like the white.
You're letting hana. That's the whole kiddush. While you're burning it, you can get hana out of it.
You're burning because it's tummy?
That's not because the reason that we're burning it is because of not to have enough from it.
Yeah.
No, it's because they shouldn't eat it.
The reason why we burn is
by your budget.
We're not talking about chametz. It's my truma. Truma that got tummy. Truma that got tummy. So you're not allowed to eat it. You're allowed to touch it. You're allowed to have it. You're allowed to sell it to a guy. I don't know about selling it to a guy.
No.
You can give it to the dog. I think you can. So you don't have a gnaw, so you can't eat it. So if you have a gnaw, you have a gnaw while I'm burning it? The answer is yes. Is it only shemen and pas? That's a machlokas.
The other items you can't because...
Correct. Those have to be buried.
Even though it's just...
Correct. Next, kol kachim, any kachim, shenishchatu that was shechted chutz l'zman, that was shechted on conditions they're going to be eaten chutz l'zman, or chutz l'mkomen, which is called pigle, hari elu yisrofu also has to be burnt. Asham talui yisrof gezuntheit. An asham talui has to be burnt. What's an asham talui? So Rashi says on top, im shachtu, if you shechted it. V'kodem zrikas damo, listen to this. What's an asham talui? Asham talui means, I ate, I did an avera. I'm not sure if I did an avera. I'm not sure. What's the case? Not that I, so a chatas means, I forgot it was Shabbat, I turned the light on. That's a show, that's a chatas, that you have to bring a chatas. What's an asham? An asham is like this. I had in my refrigerator, I had my lunch in a bag, and then the guy came to do work in my house, he also put a bag of lunch in my refrigerator. And I ate one of the bags, I don't even know which one I ate. It could be I did an avera, I ate the wrong bag, I ate treif, and it could be I didn't. I don't know. So that I bring an asham for. Then if I ever discover what I did, if I did nothing wrong, okay. If I did something wrong, then I have to bring a chatas, because I did a mistake. It was a shogig. So that's what it does. An asham protects you until you realize whatever happened. So the case is like this. Rashi is on top. Im shachto, you shachted an asham tali. I didn't know which bag I ate. I ate one of the bags in the refrigerator, but I don't know which one. Either mine or the guy's. I don't know which one. V'kodem zrikas damo, and before the zrika, no dolo, shol chata. It turns out I didn't do anything wrong. The guy came running. No, it was, he ate the right bag. Right? I didn't do anything wrong. So I already shechted it, but I do the zrika. So do I do the zrika sadam now? Or we just go home? Well, that's the story. So v'hashta havi chulin shenishchutu ba'azara. It turns out it was chulin that was brought in the azara. Because I didn't have to bring it. Retroactive. Okay. Aval im lo no dolo. So what does Mishnah say? Asham tali yisrof, you have to burn it. Asham tali, where you don't need it anymore, you have to burn it. Then Rashi continues. Aval im lo no dolo yochal kishar ashamos. If you never find out, then of course you let it eat like every other asham. The asham karir achmana parshas v'yikra lechapar la safek. It comes to protect you for a safek ula hagin mena yisurin, and to protect you from yisurin. Adchi yivadalo im vaday chata, until you find out if you for sure sinned, v'yavi chatas, bring a chatas, kedamina b'perek b'krisas, b'perek basra. We're going to get to that soon in perek krisas. Why Rashi had to write all that, I have no idea. Why do you have to go into all that? I'll tell you what's the story if it's a real asham. I don't have to say that, all that. Okay? Next, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yikaver. Rabbi Yehuda says, in that case, you bury it. Okay, fine. Now, chatas ha'of, haba ala safek tisaref. If a chatas ha'of is brought me safek, you burn that too. What's that case? So Rashi says, kigon, isha, shehipila safek. Vlad, safek ain't a vlad. A woman had a miscarriage. Now, when a woman has a baby, she has to bring a bird, chatas bird. If she miscarries, so it depends. If the baby was viable, it's like a birth. And if it was so early in the pregnancy, it wasn't even nothing, it was nothing, mamish, not, then you don't have to do anything. So it was a suffix. At what stage was the baby when it miscarried? Is it chatas or not a chatas? So, we don't know. It's a suffix. So, kigon diyad de chatas yoledes mina of, he diktiv, uben yona otar lachatas, mevi ala suffix. You bring it for a suffix. The hoel, eno nikteres, since a chatas bird's not burnt on the mizbeach anyway, lo ibchas lon izarek dam ala suffix. So we don't care. I said, well, do it be suffix anyway. What's the difference? It doesn't get birth in the Mizbeach. So it's no bizarre into the Mizbeach. It doesn't do anything wrong. V'en necheles. We can't eat it. B'shema lo vlad haya. Maybe it wasn't a vlad. V'chulon he. V'nevela he. It's a nevela because he did malika to it. So you can't eat it. You can only eat a chatos that's real chatos. That malika was done. That's a heter. If it's not a real chatos, a suffix, it's malika. Now I'll eat malika. It's not shechted. So therefore, you can't eat it. It's a nevela. What do you do with it? The ain chulin echolim b'malika. You can't eat chulin with malika. Malika means you take the thumb and you kill the bird. That's not a shechita. The only time you're allowed to eat malika is if it's a valid carbon. The Torah said you can do it. If it's not a valid carbon, you can't. So it's a suffik. You can't eat it. So, v'tisareth, you have to burn it. Davila kishar kachim psulim. It's like other kachim psulim. V'masechtas nazi yalfinan shaper dechatas ha'ov ba'ala suffik. You're allowed to bring the chatas ha'ov on a suffik. You're allowed to do this, but you can't eat it. What do you do with it? You have to burn it. So the woman got her kapara, but you can't eat it because maybe it's a suffix, and if it's a suffix, it's an avela because it was a malika. Okay? Very good. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yitlena La'ama, you throw it down some canal that was running in the Beis HaMikdash, you throw the bird there. Kalhanik, okay, here, Mr. Shefford. Kalhanik Barin, Lo Yisrafu. Any animal, anything that's supposed to be buried, you can't burn. Can't. The Kalhan Yisrafin, and anything that's supposed to be burnt, Lo Yikbaru, you can't bury. Says Rashi, listen to this Rashi. Rashi says, Dilma may be Asi Inish, maybe someone's going to come, the Ishkach is going to find it. Because you're supposed to burn it, and you buried it. So the guy's going to dig it up and find it. The Ishkach Lahu, the Achal Lahu, he's going to eat it. You hear? Everybody asks on Rashi, what Rashi should I say that for? The reason why he's supposed to burn it is because he's supposed to burn it. The reason why he's supposed to bury it is because he's supposed to bury it. What Rashi have to give a reason? Because you're going to find it. In the back in the Masifta, there are 12 answers to this question. I didn't understand a single one. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Imratza Lahachmer Latzmo, if you want to be Machmir, Lisro Fesanik Barin, Rishai. You want to burn what's supposed to be buried? What's wrong with that? It's supposed to be buried. So you want to burn it? What's wrong with that? Rishai, you're for sure allowed to do that. Rulo Ain Mutta Lashanos. No, you can't change. You can't change. So, the first words of the Masechta are, Hakol Mamrin. Anybody can do Tumura. Not that you're allowed to, but if you do it, it works. And the last two words of the Masechta are in Mishnais, Ain Mutter Lashanos. You're not allowed to change. Right? It's an unbelievable connection. You're not allowed to change. You can't do that. It goes back to the first opening line of the Masechta and the closing line of the exact same halacha. Ain Mutter Lashanos. You can't change what you want to do. You can't do that. Yeah?
If
chal, we're not allowed to do it. You get a malchus if you do it. Not that, and then the very next line, not that you're allowed to, but then if you do it, it works. You're not allowed to do it. You get out of Eruv. It's an Eruv. Yeah. It's one of the Tayag Mitzvahs. Yeah. It's one of the 365 Los Hasays. And then it says, don't change. You're not allowed to change.
Does anyone suggest that by burning you might get hana from the smell of burning?
No, we're going to get to why all this is true. So here we go. The first three words we take out. So, Sar HaNazir Yikaver. The Mishnah said that the hair of a Nazir, you bury it. What kind of Nazir? A Nazir like a Tomei. What do you do with the hair of a Tahar Nazir?
You burn it.
You also burn it. But that's a different kind of burning. That, you burn it underneath, you use it for the firewood. When the Nazir gets tar, it shaves himself. What do you do with that hair? That hair becomes used as the firewood when they're going to cook his Nazir meat in the pot, in the Beit HaMikdash. They use that Nazir hair. So, Rami Le Tavi Le Rav Nachman, Tanan, Sar HaNazir Yikaver, the hair of a Nazir is buried. I'm sorry, is buried, no, is buried. Viraminu, but one second. There's a mission in Orla that says as follows. Ha'oreg Male Hesit. If you take someone's hair, and you use the hair to weave a some kind of a bag or something. Male hesed. A hesed is a very small shear. I think it's the distance between two fingers. Very small amount. Use hair to weave. Ha'orig male hesed. Mitzemer bechar. With the hair of a bechar. Right? The beged into a beged. You'd look a beged. You have to destroy the beged. Because the hair of a bechar, you're not allowed to have an offerment. Miser nazir. If you use the hair of a nazir, potter. Oh, I'm sorry. Upetach hamar. When a petach hamar, besak, and you make a sack out of it. Rashi says, from a human hair you make a bag, and from beged, and from a goat hair, petach hamar, donkey hair, or human hair, you make a sack. Fine. You'd look a sack. You have to burn it. So here you see you're burning it, and our mission is you bury it. So it's a stira. Amalei kan benazir tamei, amalei kan. Our Mishnah is talking about Nazir Tameh. That's why I said Nazir Tameh. Kan b'Nazir Tahar. And the Mishnah over there in Arla was talking about a Nazir Tahar. Right? Fine. Amalei Shein is Nazir Anazir. Good. So you answered Nazir Anazir. But Patechamar Kasha. What about Patechamar? Our Mishnah said you bury it. That Mishnah said you burn it. What's going on? Ishtek, you didn't have an answer. Amalei didn't say anything. Amalei, midish mi'alach ba'ah, you heard anything about that answer? How did we answer that question? It's a good question. Our Mishnah said, on Petach HaMor, you have to bury. The Mishnah Arla said, if you use a Betta Chamor, you have to burn it, which was Pshat. So Amalei, Hachem Rav Sheshes, his Rav Sheshes told me, Kan Besak, Kan Beseir. In Arla, Kan means in Arla. The first one, Arla was talking about a sack. Our Mishnah was talking about hair. What does that mean? So, Kan Besak. Ha Diktani, Rashi says, Ha Diktani Yadalek. When the Mishnah said you have to burn it, Hainu Sha'arig, Seir, Nazir, or Petachem, or Besak. You already made it into a sack. You already made it into a kli. The Iyamarti, Yikaber, if you're going to bury it, Asi Inish, Umas Haniba. Someone else is going to find it and use it. Ha'il, Veinar Kala, Adlach Hazman. Burying a sack doesn't ruin the sack. So wash it off and use it. So by burying it, you're not saving it, you're not doing anything. Someone's going to find it and it's also Bahana. Umas Nisan, Beser Asma. Our mission was talking about the hair itself. Shalom Nerag. It wasn't used for weaving. The Idi, Bitar, O Batame. And it could be talking about either a Tame or a Tar. It doesn't make a difference. What's the point? Once you bury it, the Tavarish all explains. Nobody can go and gather all that hair and use it now. It doesn't work when you bury it. Buy a sack. It's a good knapsack. So I buried it. So what? So go get it. You can use it. By hair itself, random hair, you can bury that, you're going to undo that. How are you going to get that hair? Once you bury it, it's over. So that's why our mission said you could bury it. The mission Arla said, no, it's already made into a sack. You can't bury it. It can still be used by somebody. You have to burn it. Okay. So the Gemara asks an unbelievable question. One second. Where's that toast? Oh, okay. So the Gemara asks the following question. Idmar Nami, Amr Vyosi Rabbi Chanina, Kan Besak, Kan Beser. He gave the same answer. Rabbi Elezer Omer, Kan Benazir Tahir, Kan Benazir Tame. No, I stick with my answer. Depends if it was another Tame. Our Mishnah was talking about another Tame, where you have to bury it. That Mishnah over there was another Tahar, has to be burnt. Fine. Amalei, Vilivatel Sak, Beruba. Why don't we say that you can't make a sack out of hair? You can make part of it out of hair, not the whole thing. So it's Bakal Barov. 98% of the sack is made out of regular good material. A little bit I use for my hair, with hair. That's or donkey hair. So why isn't it Bakal Barov?
Because it's not mixed.
Oh, so Rashi says, Da Katani Ser Nazir Upetachamor Besak. When it says that you use a petach hamar, donkey hair, or a nazir hair in a sack, it sounds like Rashi, that the Gemara assumes, it means you use a little bit in a larger bag, in a larger knapsack, so it's bantal barov. Now, Rashi asks, v'ikasha, hadarina v'mesechus nida, we have v'mesechus nida, beged sh'abad bo klayim, if I have a beged, and I have one stitch of one hair of a woolen garment, and I have one linen in there. One linen in there. So, Harei de lo yimachu l'ovikachav. You can't sell it to a guy. Why? Because he'll turn around and tell it to another Jew. And a shatnez. So, one hair in there. Why is it asa to sell? Livatel hahu chut beruba. It's batel beruv. 99% of the beged is wool. Only 1% is linen. So, it's batel beruv. Why can't you sell it to a guy? Because he'll go ahead and sell it to a Jew. What's the problem?
But then why can't you wear it?
Well, exactly. Why can't you wear it? Ki hechi.
Why can't you sell it?
One second. Right. Ki hechi demin hacha. Like we say over here. We ask the question over here. Why isn't the hair batel barov in the sack? Such a good question. How come we don't ask that by shatnas? So like Rashi answers, halav pirchehi. That's not a kasha. Debeklayim, by klayim, lo amar livatel baruba. We don't say, there's no such thing as batel barov by shatnas. There's no such thing. Why not? Exactly. The ikur iser klayim lo asr tarvet el yedei tairoves. The only reason why it's asr is when it's mixed. Yeah. So how can you say batel barov? The whole reason why it's asr is when it's mixed. So it doesn't make any sense, batel barov. What?
Maybe it's more than just
what? No, but it can't be that way.
What?
Maybe
it's a shear for the
tarovus.
Maybe
okay.
More than one.
Uklayim mitargamin on Iruvin. Targum, the word shatna is klaya means mixture.
But we're saying that
about Velo bittel. It's not shayach bittel. It's not shayach bittel.
Why wash mechol is shayach bittel?
So, now did Rashi give a good answer?
Not a bad answer.
No? So,
because,
Tosfos in Nida is going to give a different answer. Tosfos in Nida is going to say, the only time you say bittel is when heter and isser mix.
Right.
Not when heter and heter mix. Wool is mutter and linen is mutter. Basa mechal is an exception. It's an exception. It's an exception. It's a chiddush haTorah that heter and heter create isser. But then you have rules of bittel. Because if a little milk falls into the chalent, it's mutter. Why? Bittel. Why don't we say the same thing by bittel by shatnez? Because they're both mutter. So if they're both mutter, what do you mean bittel? They're both mutter. Bittel only means, by definition, when iser falls into heter. Iser falls into heter. Now, what's the story? Can you eat it? Well, it depends if it's a bottle or not. If it's a bottle, you can eat it. It's also a chiddush haTorah. And if it's not a bottle, you can't eat it. Rashi didn't give that answer. Rashi said it's not shayach bittel. Maybe he means that. Maybe he means the same thing, right? That's it's a fascinating topic. It's fascinating. But over here, at a goat here, why don't we say that? Now, goat here is aser. So it's iser beheter. So I don't want to say it's bottle barov. It's iser, a little bit goat, a little bit, not goat, donkey here. It's making a big bag. So I don't want to say it's bottle. It's iser into heter. Right? We can't answer that question by shatnez. Now, why do Rashi have to even bring this up? I don't even want to have to bring it up. Because it's a short daf, we wanted to have what to talk about. I don't even want he brought. Why did Rashi have to bring it up? He's anticipating a question you're going to have. And he's such a lamdan. But how come in Maseches Nida? Rashi doesn't usually do that. Tosfos does those kinds of things. Rashi doesn't do that. It's interesting. Anyway, so what's going on? So
the answer
is Amar of Papa Bitziporta. The tame the iser is like a bird, meaning it's throughout the entire beged. Throughout the entire sack. So you can't remove it. You remove it. The whole sack falls apart. So you can't say bittel barov. Tziporta lishlefinu. So I can't get rid of it. Amar v'yirmiya. Haman yibbidi d'amar. Im ratzal hachmal. That's what Yisro fetz on kvar mishai. You want to burn it? So go ahead and burn it. What kind of answer is that? Right? Amalei. Lo kashalon. Amalei. Kakashalon lishlefinu. I asked you, what do I do? Why can't I just remove it? Why can't I remove that hair? So it's throughout the whole baggage. So? The Adam becomes like Rabbi Yehuda, and he answers back to go burn it. What answer is that? Sachi kamina im efshel shaflinu muta. If you can get rid of it, if you can get rid of that hair, so get rid of it, remove it. If you can remove that treif, the non kosher, the non hana donkey hair, go right ahead. In lav, if you can't remove it, it's too embedded. Then ukma Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Marzal Hachma, the Marzal Hachma, Alatz Melisrof, Etzanik Baran Rishai. Then go ahead and burn it. What can I tell you? The Elohein on Israfin, the following things are burnt. Amar Mar, Chametz Pesach Yisrof. Chametz Pesach, you burn. Sasam Lo Antana, Krabi Yehuda. This is a Stam Mishnah that holds a Krabi Yehuda in Mesechus Psachim. That Chametz is burnt, which is why we all burn Chametz. Right? Rashi says that whenever Yehuda HaNasi wrote something in an anonymous way, it's because that's the halacha. So this is a machlokus about it in Psachim. Why Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi picked Tmur to say it? I don't know. But that's where he said it. It's an anonymous Mishnah, and that's the halacha. The Amar ein bir chametz el b'sreifa. Bir chametz has to be done by sreifa. Shuma temeya v'arla v'chulu. Yeah. So haketzad. What do you mean? Whatever can be burned can be burned, and whatever can be buried can be buried. We still explain what that means. Haketzad ochem b'sreifa. The food gets burnt. Mashkin b'kavura, liquid you bury. Chatas ha'of, so Tanya, Amr Yehuda, chatas ha'of abal safek. If a chatas ha'of came for a safek, I have read that whole Rashi. What do you do with it? Yitilena la'ama, you throw it into the ama. Umenachta aver, it gets cut up limb by limb. Vizarkan la'ama, you throw it there. Miskageles v'aleches l'nachal Kidron, and it flows down into the Nachal Kidron, the Kidron Valley. Then we said kolanik bar and lo yisrafu. All things that have to be buried can't be burnt. My timer, why not? Mishum dinikbaran, because if you bury it, afron usser. The ashes are usser. Vinisrafin, but when it comes to burning, afron mutter. The afr is mutter. Therefore, if you're going to burn what's supposed to be buried, there's a chashash that you're going to be nene from the ashes. That's why don't burn it. Because when you burn it, the ashes are mutter. When you bury it, the ashes are usher. So if you're going to burn it, you're going to think the ashes are mutter, and they're not, and you're over an isser.
Well, why is there no suggestion of shenui when it becomes ashes?
What? Not by burying it.
No, but if you burn it and it becomes ash, then it's no longer the same. It's a shenui.
So Tosfos has asked your question. Go back to Amud Beis, the bottom Tosfos. Tzarachian, time am I? What's the reason you can't switch? For Omar Mori Harav, okay, the Nisrafin, when you're supposed to burn it, Kivan Tetziva Shetziva HaKosev Usarfan, Torah said burn it, right? So Achash Shenase, Achash Asa, once I burn it, I did what I'm supposed to do, Ki'ilu Nathet Mitzvaso. I did my job. It's done. My mitzvah's finished. The Ein Lecha Dovar Shenasis Mitzvaso Umolimbo. Once I did my mitzvah, how could I possibly be doing an Aver now by playing with this ashes? I can't. Therefore, the ashes are mutter. Hakanami, Kivan Shenasim Mitzvaso, Halach Yisura. The Yisur went away. If I'm supposed to bury it, it's supposed to stay underground. If I dredge it up and burn it, then those ashes are still Yisur, because I never buried it. And therefore, it's a different halacha. Does that make sense? Yeah. Fine. Next, Vinikbarin offered Asr. Is that true that if you bury something, the ashes are Asr? Vatanya, Dam Hanida, the blood of Anida, which is Metame, besides I don't want to eat blood, duh, but it's Metame, Ubasar Hames, and the Basar of a dead person, Shenifrichu, that they became so putrid and so tahorin, they're tahar. Okay? Even though dry dam is also tameh, but this is even worse than dried. It's like literally already some later stage, right? My life tahorin mutarin, so isn't it tar and mutter? This is low. Tahorin, it's tar, but vasur, it's still asur. You can't sell it. You can't give it for dog food. Fine. Masav of Pinchas, olas ha'ov, you have an ola bird. Shenistamt the dama. You squeeze the blood on the base hamikdash on the mizbeach wall, which you're supposed to do. Morasa, some kind of part of the animal. Vinotza shela, and the notza is the feathers. Yatsu midei mi'ila are no longer midei mi'ila. Okay. Now, the Gemara only asked half the question. The other half of the question is: now, what happens to this bird? What happens to these feathers? You throw them to the side of the Beis HaMikdash, to the side of the Mizbeach, and a nace happens and they get swallowed up in the ground. So you see, they are quote-unquote buried, because they get swallowed up in the ground. Rashi says all this. They get buried, right? And Rashi says, Nikbarin Ninu, they consider buried. Darina Parakama Diyuma, Mora Venotza Vedishan HaMizbeach Panimi, Vamenorah, Nivlan Vim Koman. They get swallowed up in their spot. All the refuse from the menorah and the Mizbeach and the Deshin. My lab, yotzu midei me'ilu mutarin. So there's no me'ila, it's mutter. So I don't want to bury it. I'll take it with me and I'll make an Indian hat out of it, right? With feathers. Lo, yotzu midei me'ila vasurin. No, it's asur. You're not me'ila, but it's asur. Asur b'hana. V'nisrafin dehektish afur mutter. Now one second. After you burn something, it's supposed to be burned. You're allowed to use the ashes? We also said you are, right? We said you are. I have Tanya. Call an esrafin. Anything you have to burn. Afur mutter. The efer is mutter. Chutz mi'efer asherah. Vay for hektish l'olam usher. Hektish from a carbon is usher. Tamutter. So skip the parentheses. Ketoni miyaz, vay for hektish l'olam usher. It's usher. So, yeah. So what's the kasha? The kasha is, right? Even if we're going to allow you to burn what has to be buried, You're not going to make a mistake, because everyone knows that the afer of a hektish is usher. Everyone knows some afer is mutter, some afer is usher. Afer stam, afer of basa b'chalav is mutter. You have to bury that. Let's say if something you have to burn. What I have to burn? What could it be? But afer of kachim is usher. So I'm not going to make a mistake. That's the Gemara's question. Amar bar chama. No. Kigon dinafla deleka ba'atzi hektish me'eleha. The fire broke out by itself, meaning kivin de loyada man, right? We don't know who started this fire. De lo have inish Dilimol, the Lefik Afron Lechulin. So we're not going to allow the Eifer to go to Chulin because we don't know who started the fire. We don't, I'm 100% sure what's going on here. So really the Eifer of Nisrafin is Mutter Bahana. Really the Eifer of anything that has to be burnt is Mutter Bahana. We made a statement over here that Eifer of Kachim is Asa Bahana. Now that's only if the fire happened by itself. That's only if the fire happened by itself. Why? Because no one did it on purpose, so the we don't let the ashes go to Chulin. Okay, one more line. Rav Shmuel Omar, that's a different story. Kitan Yahi Masnisa, when we just said that the Eifer of Hekdesh is Aser, that's only Betrumas Hadeshen Tanya. It's only Betrumas Hadeshen. La'olam, the Aser. That's always Aser. We're not talking about Stam, Kutch, and burnt animals. Only Trumas Hadeshen. The Tanya, it says Visamo. It says Visamo, right? Visamo Eitzalam is Beach. Visamo, Benachas. You put it there nicely. Visamo, Kulo. All of it. I'm not sure what that means, all of it. What's the difference between all of it and Nachas? What's the difference? And Visamo, Shelo Yefazer. That it shouldn't scatter. So it says the same thing three times, right? Then Rashi says, V'kivun d'ton k'niza, asabahana. So that ashes are asabahana. Because there's Visamo. Visamo means, what does Visamo mean? To place it down, to place it. Benachas, Kulo, and the third one, Shelo Yefazer, that it shouldn't scatter. Why am I keep saying that? Because I think, who is this? The Rav Nosson Gestetner says like this. We'll end on this note. It says in Parashas Vayelech, Ta'ata kisvu lochem es hashira hazos, v'lamda es Yisrael, es b'nei Yisrael, sima b'fihem. Place it in their mouth. It's the same word, sima, v'samo. It should be benachas, kulo, and lo yefazer. Right? Don't be scattered. All of it, and not nicely. Right? And on that note, we finish Masechus Temura, a very difficult Masechta. Hajjalach yesh kishmeh ezbeach, v'zikl Masechus Temura. Hajjalach yesh kishmeh, kachim ezbeach, v'zikl Masechus Temura. Hajjalach yesh v'kachim ezbeach, v'slikal v'av Masechus Temura. And tomorrow, Emir Tzashem, we begin Masechtas Krisos. Bring your Krisos' Gemaras tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.